This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday DJV extravaganza. It's the 13th of January. We can be thankful already for one thing. It's not Friday the 13th. Can anybody hear me? I can only hear music. Am I on?
Yeah, you're super loud, though. There you go.
Okay, there we go. All right. So anyway, we have the 13th to do with. It's Victoria Keelan that's upon us with Jay Kirshner. Jennifer has done something to her mouth.
She chipped a tooth. On top of everything else, I don't know how she did it, but she had to go to the dentist and have an emergency trip, and now she's in a lot of pain. So hopefully she'll feel better by tomorrow.
All right.
Dental work is like the worst. Oh, that pain is just awful.
I had somebody, somebody suggested, and I think it was the dentist, actually, or my daughter. I go to the same dentist my daughter does. And I had a chip in the front of my teeth, and the dentist said it was because my mouth was misaligned, and so she made one of those molds, what they call them, the mouth guards that they put in your. And so I started wearing it, and I developed horrible headaches.
Oh, so it probably made your alignment worse. I have a friend who had that happen to her, and then she ended up developing TMJ.
Yeah. So my chiropractor really adjusts it. He sticks his finger in my mouth and does a lot of twisting. Tony went to see him yesterday. And when I left him, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, did you feel better?
I felt great in terms of that. But this is the aging report, I think. I had cramps and pain all night long. I didn't sleep. If I slept 2 hours, and you just said the same thing, whatever is going around. I want to talk to my friendly astrologer who has said this is going to be a better year. I want to know when that starts.
At midnight this morning, 6 hours ago, it was a brand new moon, the first new moon in 2021. So
yes, correct.
This is supposed to actually be like the real new year.
Yeah.
So today is
sweeping
a really good
out
new
the
moon.
Old. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So how does that reflect on the House passing the measure to urge Vice President Pence to remove the president? The measure, as I understand it, Victoria, calls on Mr. Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment, which would remove the president from office. And, of course, the things in the between the lines, inciting a massive violent invasion. There was violence, for sure. I don't hold with violence. I do hold with protesting. I think that if you were to count, I don't know how you count, there's a lot of stuff here, and I don't know, rehashing it, I'm always talking about being in the now. I don't want to necessarily just stick. The news media is just sticking with all this old stuff. It's the same regurgitation, the same B-roll.
Well, but this is brand new for today, though.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying about in my feeling about the massive violent invasion. I don't know if massive is the appropriate word in terms of the violence. There was a lot of violence. There were people who were killed, and there's no way you can accept any of that. But I do think that most of the people, from what I gather, my instincts tell me, were not there to be violent. They were just there to protest. But unfortunately, the mob got ahead of, and that happens oftentimes, people with guns and people with bats and sticks and all kinds of things managed to get all of the attention and disrupt things that otherwise, who knows, might have been peaceful. But, kind of upset about, excuse me, is the plan is, as I said, looking ahead to next week, when Biden is installed in the office of the presidency, what kind of activity is going to be there, and if there is any concern about there being violence, Trump can do a lot to forestall it by just saying violence is unacceptable, and, you know, whatever other things he can use in his public expressions to keep it, you know, if you're planning on being saying things like, if you think you need to be violent, you don't need to be, stay home, don't disrupt this. I don't know that that's going to happen, but that would be a way for him to leave at least some kind of a legacy that doesn't mark him as an a-hole. So, at any rate, and I know a lot of people who listen to these programs think, oh, well, this is a horrible thing. He's a great patriot, and I'm tired of that word being used and bandied around because it's not being used in the, you know, people take words and they twist them around and turn them around. And so now, you know, there are some radio stations that are called the Patriots because they, you know, are supportive of Trump. If anybody who thinks that another person who doesn't support an individual, whether it's Trump or whomever, mm-hmm. and that means they're not a patriot, you need to go take a good long trip to the bathroom, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, so
yeah.
Whatever happens, I don't know that I'd be surprised if Pence does that, wouldn't you?
He won't. He's actually, yeah. So a few things developed overnight. It's amazing how this, we've got so much going on in this country right now. It's nuts. And a lot of things are getting sort of lost because of, you know, the impeachment stuff and all that. So the House is going to vote on impeachment. Pence, here's the sort of the short version. Pence has said he's not going to do anything about it. Overnight, there are these reports coming out now from Mitch McConnell's office that he actually is in favor of impeaching Trump. So that's a total turnabout. And a lot of insiders are saying Mitch McConnell sees this as his sort of, you know, main legacy. He wants to take back the Republican Party from Trump, and that once the House puts up impeachment charges, that he will take it to a vote. And in the Senate, which we thought, if you asked me that yesterday, I would say there's no way that Mitch McConnell would ever even bring it to a vote. But apparently the tides have turned, and Mitch McConnell is at his wit's end with this, and he totally feels that Trump is guilty of inciting
insurrection. Most of us at wit's end with this. I think part of the reason I didn't sleep last night is because this whole thing has really upset me. It's very upsetting.
It is very upsetting. And Liz Cheney, who is the third ranking GOP member in the House. Dick Cheney's daughter, she has now said she will vote for impeachment. So a lot of Republicans are getting together. And, I mean, this, I don't know what's going to happen, but because they still need 67 votes in the Senate in order to impeach and remove him.
Tough. That'll be tough to get.
I don't know. Mitch McConnell still has a lot of power. And if what they call the institutional Republicans, that Mitch McConnell sort of is the gang leader there, apparently that's where he still holds a lot of influence. Mm-hmm. And if things are going the way that these insiders are reporting overnight, we could be in for an actual removal by the end of this week.
All right, so Jay.
It's nuts.
The sensing, I don't want to wait necessarily a couple more minutes for social media. Maybe there's a question or a poll here, with regard to a very simple question about one wondering, people are supportive of Pence, or if not Pence, somebody having the president remove McConnell or whomever.
It will be McConnell. He's the one with the power. It won't be Pence. Yeah.
So let's get a sense of the audience.
Yeah, in favor or against. Absolutely. Yeah. We'll get that going on Facebook and Twitter. At DJV Show is where you can find it and join the conversation.
All right. That's a good thing. Thank you. And beside all of that.
Do you want the other update, the other big story that happened in the middle of the night?
Yeah, let's go through the other one, yeah.
Lisa Montgomery, the woman who is the first woman on death row since 1954 or something like that, she was executed in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And so she is the first woman to die under lethal injection under federal penalty in 7 decades, which is kind of nuts. So her sentence was carried out after the Supreme Court late yesterday lifted one stay and then declined to grant another last-minute request for another delay from her attorneys. And so three liberal judges, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, they all said that they granted the request for a stay. However, they were outvoted by the conservative judges, and her lawyers again argued that she was too mentally ill to understand her death sentence.
Was she?
But
Was she too mentally ill to understand what she did?
I don't know.
That's the question. Looking back at the trial, the information that has come out, there's a question in my mind as to whether this doesn't, the idea of having the death penalty, if it's to be used, and you and I both pretty much agree on not using, I think Jennifer does too, as far as that's concerned. It doesn't really, it's, I believe that there are some circumstances in which somebody who pulls that kind of a stunt needs to be just dismissed from breathing the same air that we're breathing. But in some cases like this, or other cases that we have talked about ad nauseum here, that were, where people were found not guilty after, in some cases, they were executed. But there are too many examples of that. Mm-hmm. But in this case, they pretty much have this woman, you know, she did it, but yet she doesn't seem to have been competent.
Her attorney criticized the court and the Trump administration for pushing for her execution. Her attorney said, "Our Constitution forbids the execution of a person who is unable to rationally understand the sentence. And the current administration knows this, and they killed her anyway, violating the Constitution, federal law, its own regulations, and longstanding norms along the way." That's essentially the statement that the three liberal judges sided with. So I don't know. I think that they probably were moving forward trying to establish her mental incompetency, and they ran out of time. So very early this morning, she was put to death. So what a just a weird time that we're living in. It's so weird.
Nasal irrigation. Let's talk about that for a minute. Your nose is your body's air filter. You pretty much know that, right? Did you have biology when you were in high school and you understood how your body worked? Hopefully some of that is still being taught. But you know that your nose and your eyes are the inlet for all kinds of things that you don't want in your body. Pollen, bacteria, viruses. So this Navage system is the easy-to-use, drug-free alternative to neti pots and pills and sprays. Victoria loves using it. I like using it. Jennifer likes using it. So if you want to have a sort of a free, preemptive way of keeping your nose clean, then you'll want to go to the website, Navage.com. It's N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage Nasal Care. For more information, you can go to DougStephan.com and click on the Navage button and get all kinds of info.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
The success of Janet's meal prep business is keeping her from keeping up with customer appetites.
Paleo Prep Meals, this is Janet. Yep, you just reheat. But we actually have a wait list currently. Oh, can you hold on one sec?
She needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program with Doug, Victoria, and Jay. Social media time. One of the things that I saw myself, it kind of exploded all the way around yesterday, was the people who were following Chuck Norris, or
Chuck Norris.
Following him to find out if it really was him, and apparently it wasn't him who was at the riots in Washington. So who knew? This guy is 80. Do you see him doing those exercise things with the machine and stuff? God love him. I want to look like that when I'm 80. I look like that now, but I'm not quite 80.
Well, essentially, he's never left his ranch, and so his rep had to come out yesterday and said all those pictures of Chuck Norris that were being passed around social media wasn't Chuck Norris. It's a guy who's a lookalike, and he goes to crowds and
his
stuff.
His rep said he's much more handsome. Chuck remains on his ranch. Yeah, Chuck is. He said Chuck is much more handsome than the guy that they thought was Chuck. Anyway, but he was. I mean, Norris is certainly a longtime Republican. I think he's always been a very visible, very strong supporter of Trump, or at least he was during the 2016 election.
It's interesting. His rep made a point of saying he had not publicly endorsed any candidate for 2020. So I thought that was interesting. You're right. He did back Trump against Hillary, but apparently he stayed out of it this time.
Yeah, yeah. For fairly obvious reasons, it would be. Well, who knows? At any rate, so Jay, what else have we got? That we've got a lot of action here, a lot of activity, a lot of people want to be heard. That's a good way to do it, at DJV Show, whether it's Twitter or Instagram, and facebook.com/DJV Show. I don't think Facebook has taken us off, taken everybody else off, but they haven't taken us off yet.
Yeah, right? We're behaving ourselves.
Yes, we are. We're being good girls and boys. All right, so what do you have working there? Let's take a breath. Hold on. We'll get to what is working right after this.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, It will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, so, meanwhile, back in the race, now we've taken a breath, a deep one. What are we working on, Jay, that looks like it's of interest and import?
Well, we are posing the question whether or not you are for or against Mitch McConnell leaning towards impeachment proceedings of President Trump. Twitter is unanimous. Normally, Twitter is not unanimous. It is 100% saying they are for it.
At this point in time.
Yes, at this point in time. And we want you to weigh in on this. You can weigh in, go to the Twitter poll, or you can even give your thoughts on Facebook. At DJV Show is where it's at.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, I'm kind of too.
Right?
Oh, wait. It just adjusted.
Okay. How often does it do that? When you're watching that, when you're monitoring it, give us a little insight inside baseball. How does that all work?
Sometimes there are small adjustments where it's just like, okay, a little bit percent one way or the other. And it typically will stay. I mean, if for it is the biggest answer, it typically stays the biggest answer. It's just the percent changes.
So Twitter
occasionally
is
it will.
Percentages.
Yeah, occasionally it will. Yeah, when it's a poll. And occasionally it will go back and forth of what the answer is. But right now, it just did a huge jump from 100% to 66.7% being for it to 33.3% being against it.
So that's what you'd expect. I think people get into it a little bit, watch it, monitor and say, okay, yeah, I want to be heard. So please be heard at DJV Show. 28 after the hour in the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360 Chevrolet, will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial E-Crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House in a slim margin Tuesday voted to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump days before his term ends. Referring to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Pence said, "When you introduce legislation to create a 25th Amendment commission, you said presidents' fitness for office must be determined by science and facts. You said that we must be very respectful of not making a judgment on the basis of a comment or behavior we don't like, but based on a medical decision. Madam Speaker, you are right." End quote. Vice President Pence will not invoke the 25th Amendment. Several Michigan officials have been told they will be charged in connection with the Flint water crisis, which saw lead-contaminated water cause a Legionnaires' disease outbreak, hair loss, and other complications from lead poisoning. It was not clear what specific charges will be leveled on former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, his health director Nick Lyon, and other administration officials. Defense lawyers have been notified and were told to expect initial court appearances soon. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The investigation by the feds on last week's Capitol building riots continues. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Federal prosecutors say that more than 170 people are already under investigation for actions at the Capitol, and even more are expected to be opened. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Michael Sherwin, said there are a large number of crimes related to the riots that they're looking into.
Given the enormity of the actors we saw both inside and outside the Capitol, the range of criminal conduct is really, I think, unmatched in any type of scenario that we've seen the FBI or the DOJ. We're looking at everything from simple trespass to theft of mail to theft of digital devices with inside the Capitol to assault on local officers, federal officers both outside and inside the Capitol, to the theft of potential national security information or national defense information, to felony murder, and even civil rights excessive force investigations. So just the gamut of cases and criminal conduct we're looking at is really mind-blowing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 2021 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada continues. A new cool device is a showerhead Bluetooth speaker powered entirely by the flow of water in your shower. Like a turbine at the dam, it makes its own electricity. It's called Shower Power and will cost you about $100 in the near future. The 2021 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is closed to the public. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, it's 34 after the hour now on the Wednesday DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner as we travel around the world. Jennifer has a sore mouth. I was going to say a bad mouth. She has that too from time to time. She doesn't, you know, isn't that funny? I remember the first time I heard a woman swear. And I don't know, I couldn't get over it.
Was it in the 60s?
You always have such a nice way, poignant way of pointing out the age differential. I don't know, it was actually, I remember the first time my father used the F word with me. He was upset with me because I was shocked. I had just gotten my driver's license, and I was late for picking him up at some place. He let me use the car to go somewhere, and he laid into me, and it just, wow, I never was late again until I started doing the radio program. So that's a little inside joke. So, but my assistant, when I was running WEEI in Boston in the mid-80s, was a young woman with whom I became very close, actually, during my tenure there. But when she walked in to the office and introduced herself to me, I was very impressed. She was very professional. She was all dressed up and, you know, very ready to go. And then later in the day, listening to her conversation with somebody who was working for her in her department, she was deaf this and deaf that. I looked at her and I said, well, maybe you ought to like calm that down a little bit. She says, well, I'm just trying to get things organized for you. But anyway, over the years, as I've become much more open to the real world, Victoria, I guess that it's, but Jennifer has, well, actually, she's not bad. Once in a while, you use it. We all use it. But it just seemed like it was kind of one of those things that women didn't do. And yes, it was probably, well, no, that was the 80s when I actually was in my 30s. So there. All right, let's move into this FBI report that is disturbing.
Another
for a real, yeah.
Today's F-bomb is the FBI.
Today's FBI is the FBI. So yeah. This is the warnings that are coming out of the office about extremists and whether they're coming to Washington or not. I think the word that was used was, look out, we're going to go to war with some of these people. So the document was internal, has been leaked. So where are these people coming from? I see rallying points in Kentucky and Pennsylvania and the Carolinas. So are there any people in the West Coast? Are these all just East Coast people and Southern?
Oh, no, there were some people from California, San Diego. I think one guy got arrested was from San Diego. And, yeah, essentially from everywhere. But the real story, though, is that, you know, I think the whole nation collectively watched that happen, and all of us were shocked. And all of us said, oh, my gosh, you know, there was no warning and no one was prepared. Well, now this FBI memo is showing that the day before this insurrection happened, the FBI did issue a warning, and they had found, and we've been talking about this for the last couple days here, you know, they tracked a lot of chatter online, and anybody who thinks that you can talk about overthrowing the government excuse me, and you're not going to get caught online, you know, hello, welcome to technology,
right.
But so the FBI did issue this memo. However, for whatever reason, the memo and the info was there, but no one acted on it. And in this report, which was listed yesterday, and the Justice Department gave a very long press conference, and there is a whole lot of stuff they're investigating. They actually said it's one of the largest investigations they've ever done.
Yeah.
So far, it's 170 people who are involved in this. There's obviously going to be more, they said, in the next few weeks. But the real scary part is that they found that the people who colluded in, and not in a Russian way, but the people who were gathering together on this, they had maps that they were sharing, complex maps of the tunnels underground,
like
underneath
a bad television movie.
Exactly. They had rallying points. They had two-way, you know, walkie-talkies. They had communications. And, you know, the interesting thing is this, the FBI report and the Justice Department the press conference yesterday backed up what, remember, I think it was 2 days ago, everything's a blur, when we talked about that BuzzFeed article that went viral when they interviewed three black Capitol Police officers who told what happened, what they witnessed, and the racism that they encountered from the protesters and the rioters. But one of the things that the senior ranking member of that group, he said, the thing that the media is not reporting is how organized this was. Mm-hmm. And he said, we saw this firsthand. These guys are ex-military. They knew what they were doing. They had, and now we've heard more and more stories of, you know, the zip-tie handcuffs that police often use to handcuff rioters instead of using the metal handcuffs. They had those. They had pipe bombs. They had timers on the bombs, which they said they did not know when they were going to be detonated. This was a very well-organized.
All of this. All this does is play into the hands of the people who are our enemies that are outside of the country. The Chinese love seeing this.
I'm sure they do, and I'm sure Iran loves it too. But the bottom line is we need to deal with what's actually happening here.
What I'm saying is that the people who are not thinking about much of anything except themselves or what their definition is of patriotism or whatever it is that that appeals to them in this circumstance, they are way off base and they're not really thinking much at all, it looks like to me. Meanwhile, the president has declared a state of emergency ahead of the inauguration.
That's another part of the big press conference was the future threats. There's a lot of online chatter that's been captured saying that that on January 6th, when this, you know, when the riots and the break-ins happened, that that was a dress rehearsal for the 20th. That's a pretty scary thought. And so they're bringing in more Secret Service. We talked yesterday, 15,000 National Guardsmen who will be armed will be there at the inauguration. They're really stacking up as much as they can in advance. So hopefully nothing will happen, but I think that everyone should be prepared for something.
Well, it looks like there's some Capitol Police that have been involved in this thing. As well. You're talking about ex-military, some of the Secret Service people that were on Trump's staff, those people have been moved around. I don't think that whether you think you're doing the right thing, you're not really doing the right thing. You're not really, I look upon this as being pretty un-American, frankly.
Of
I think
course.
Protesting is part of our American heritage and history, and we need to embrace that, but also the separation between having a protest and having violence is something that is quite registering with some. And, you know, a lot of the people, these hardcore people that have been in the service and then they went to work for Blackstone or whatever, the private contractors, these people, this is all they think about all day long is, you know, attacking, killing, shooting. That's the way they live their lives. And something
has
to happen.
You can't help but think that some of it has to be PTSD, right?
I don't know. I'm not that.
There has to be some sort of.
There's a lot of stuff.
Know.
You know, you'll get me if you start me off on that. Then I'm going to get going on the Veterans Administration. I hope this new, you know, every administration that I can remember back for decades and decades and decades has talked about, especially since the era of George Bush the father, when they went into Iraq, and that's when we first. Although, if you go back to when I was a kid and everybody went to the Vietnam War. It's very interesting. Last night, a group of buddies of all our friends from Heidelberg that went to school with each other, we had about a dozen of them on a Zoom call. We haven't talked, some of us haven't talked since we graduated from college.
We had
a wonderful two-hour session of just memories, and most of them went into the service. And, you know, we recounted to one guy that was a friend of ours that went in and he just lost it. That's why I bring it up, because you go back to that era of Vietnam, and that's when it started to happen. It may have happened to people in Korea. I don't know, and, you know, World War II, but it hasn't been well addressed in a modern time, in a modern way, and that's really my focus on the Veterans Administration, how terrible a job they do across the board. Some of the offices are good, some of the hospitals are good, but more often than not, you have people that are just lost in the system or never even get into the system. And so whether that's part of this or not, I don't know. You know, you're talking about Kentucky. I thought this was interesting, Victoria and Jay. The University of Kentucky has now stated as a public policy that they're backing the athletes that play for their teams, their right to protest. The sheriff, apparently, in this, wherever the University of Kentucky is, I'm trying to remember, it's Laurel County, but I don't remember what city it's in. At any rate, there were some police who were there expressing displeasure with the basketball program because before the game, some of the black players are taking a knee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they didn't like that.
That seems pretty tame these days, doesn't it, as a form of protest? I don't know.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick, remember him?
Yeah,
all he did was peacefully take a knee, and now look where we are, and it's considered okay in patriotism. I mean, hello, the hypocrisy much.
Change, well, things change. I'm not a fan of his, I never was, but I think that, you know, expressions are expressions, and people have a right to express, but they also need to be able to take the criticism that goes along with it. That's one of the things. But I you know, and you're right. That's really kind of why I brought it up. You and I are thinking the same way. That it was, when did this start? 3 years ago? When did Kaepernick start?
Probably, about that,
reading?
I guess.
And
yeah.
We all were all, wow, look at that. This is terrible. It's awful. And
I thought it was great. I'm not going to join that. I never thought it was terrible. Peaceful protest is, and what he was protesting police violence against black people in America. Hello, look what we've seen. That was 2-3 years before George Floyd and everybody else who's been killed by police. So, I don't know. I just think it's crazy that, like, that got people up in arms, and now people who are breaking into the Capitol, threatening to take members of the House hostage, they're considered patriots, and they're calling themselves patriots. It's just where we are now 3 years later is just nuts.
All right, we're going to have Martha Stewart in our focus in a matter of moments here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. By now, you have heard me over the past couple of years talk about MyPillow and how they literally have changed the lives of most people who are using the pillows. All the people on the staff here have the pillows. Jay will have to get you some pillows. We'll call up Mike Lindell and say, hey, send Jay some pillows, will you please?
Here for
a lot of. Yeah, the people who have these pillows and all the other things that come from MyPillow, the towels and the sheets and the bed covers and the mattresses, most of the time people rave about it. And that's one of the reasons, obviously, this company has grown to become a huge, impactful company in the American landscape because of the fact that they have good products, good pillows, all made in America. You can wash them, you can dry them, you can't do that with any other pillow. You can adjust them so that you have the exact supports you need, regardless of how you sleep, what position you're in. It comes with a 10-year warranty and that 45-day guarantee, washable and dryable. I like that best. And the fact they're made in the USA. Those are the two things that mean the most to me when it comes to MyPillow. So my advice, go to MyPillow.com, and you can click on the Radio Listener Specials page if you want. You'll find not only lots of different amazing orders, offers, and that sort of thing, discounts on MyPillow products. The Giza Dream bed sheets, for example, now on special mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and they are great. Go to MyPillow.com, please, and use the promo code DJV at checkout for all of these special deals. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Martha Stewart apparently has gotten the vaccine, and she posted, I guess, on social media, Jay, pictures of her getting the shot. She wrote, she's grateful to the doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are wading through the red tape and confusion when it comes to these vaccines. So how did she, because she's 79, is that why she got it now?
Yeah, she's in that age group in New York. She's in upstate New York in Bedford where she's on her farm. So yeah, New York is rolling it out fast. My friend, is getting her first shot on Saturday. And she's a teacher, so they're moving pretty quick in New York. Other states, not so much, but New York seems pretty organized.
Yeah, well, you're right. No, I still can't get answers as to what the real deal here is in Massachusetts. But imagine what's going on. I talk to my kids in California. Oof, forget about that. All right, it's 10 before the hour here.
This lonely night I can't get through. And I thought this just another
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of five-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now on the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here to update us on a couple of important stories, including this new download from Signal. Look at these numbers here. Wow, what's the story with that?
Well, WhatsApp has a lot of rivals now, and Signal is now the newest and biggest rival. They had a 4,200% increase in downloads. And so this happened last Wednesday, literally as the insurrection was happening. WhatsApp issued an email to the users saying, hey, if you don't agree to our terms of service by February 8th, you're going to lose access to the app. Well, those terms of service essentially means that Facebook gets to collect all of your personal data from WhatsApp. People obviously not happy about that. Elon Musk, most famously a WhatsApp user, he told all of his followers to use Signal instead. Literally, he only tweeted two words, use Signal. And apparently that had such a big impact that day they saw an 11,700% increase in downloads. Wow. From the Apple Store, Google Play, things like that. And so now WhatsApp is trying to do as much damage control as they can. They issued statements, and they're owned by Facebook. So they're issuing statements saying that the changes don't affect the privacy of your messages with friends or family in any way. But that's really not good enough at this point to a lot of people.
Nope.
Sharing
people,
your data. And
I'm
this is data that's like, this is
my
your
Facebook account.
Yeah, I mean, this is the data that they're sharing from WhatsApp is your phone numbers, your contacts' phone numbers, email addresses, a lot of personal information that you really don't want to share. And that's the whole point of people being on WhatsApp, is because it's an encrypted messaging app. And so if you want to have your messages encrypted, why would you then want your personal data shared like it doesn't matter? It doesn't make any sense, but that's what Facebook does. And so now Signal is seeing a huge increase. The app actually kind of crashed a couple of times already. So if you are using Signal and you're experiencing some blips, essentially they're saying just hang in there because they're just dealing with so much volume that they couldn't really, they weren't prepared for it. Edward Snowden, remember him? He also endorsed people getting off of WhatsApp and using Signal instead.
Mm, and, there's a big endorsement.
Well, for certain people, yes. Yeah. For certain groups, he still holds a lot of weight. And so and Telegram is another encrypted messaging service. They saw more users flock to their service as well. In the same time period that Signal was seeing this huge increase, Telegram amassed 9 million new users, which was up 91% from the week before. And so the biggest growing market is India. They saw 2.5 million installs in India. That's a 30% increase. And India has accounted for 1.5 million of Telegram's new installs as well. So we're seeing this happening around the world. Interestingly, WhatsApp's new policy about data sharing is only affecting the U.S. Outside of the U.S., if you are traveling or if you are overseas and you're hearing this, you will not be affected by this. So Facebook knows for whatever reason they can go after Americans, but Europe will not have it. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Most events, the Consumer Electronics Show this week has gone viral. Holland Cook is here with us with a focus on this year's show, and he says it's not just gadgets on display.
In her keynote, General Motors CEO Mary Barra pledged that as the health crisis, racial injustice, and climate change persist, we must persist, repositioning GM to meet this moment. She describes how their new Bright Drop system will meet the changing expectations of how long people are willing to wait for home delivery. Its ecosystem of smart electronic products begins with robots in the warehouse and ends with electric trucks. 500 already sold to FedEx, which, along with UPS, is a major player in vaccine delivery that is tracked from point to point to point. Today, global electric vehicle penetration is about 3%, and GM is kicking that into high gear, aiming for a net zero carbon future with 22 new vehicles by 2023. The rugged new GMC Hummer EV goes 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, has 1,000 horsepower, and like other electric vehicles, it's quiet. So a souped-up audio system serves up the roar. And driverless rideshare cars are already on the street in San Francisco. But when RoboCar gets a flat, who changes the tire?
All right, so Victoria, the FBI has gotten, 100,000 pieces of digital evidence since the Capitol attack?
Yeah, so this is what the Justice Department is calling one of the largest investigations that they've ever done. They asked for the public to tweet information, to send information in if they knew of anything that they're seeing online, digital chatter, things like that. And so far they've received 100,000 individual pieces of digital evidence. We don't know if some of those are repeats, but at this point they're treating each piece as an individual case. We now have 170 cases of individual rioters. They say that will definitely be expanded.
All right, so that's the story. Tech Talk, it's 59 past the hour on today's DJV show.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.